We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 8:09 at KDKA. Larry Richard has the morning off. John Shumway with you on this Thursday morning. Could get a little damp out there, so go prepared for that. Hopefully we'll be able to get Little Italy days in and the Pirates game in without a problem later on. You know, this report out this morning, especially when you see the associated pictures with it on TV of people with measles outbreak, it just gets your attention. And especially parents, you got to be a little bit concerned about this as the kids get ready to go back to school. But what the CDC is reporting is more than 100 people and residents across two dozen states have contracted measles so far this year. 107 D.C. residents, and Pennsylvania is on the list for having had an outbreak. And that's why we are turning to Dr. Jennifer Priest from Allegheny General, AHN. And normally she's at her office downstairs in this building, but you're hanging out over at the hospital this morning, huh?
Yes, I had an early meeting, so I'm here now talking to you guys.
All right.
From AGH.
So let's talk about this. From a standpoint of moms and dads, and the last thing you want is your kid to catch the measles going back to school, what do they need to know?
They need to know that if they vaccinated their children, likely they are fine. It's the unvaccinated child that's at highest risk. And typically, vaccinations for measles, mumps, and rubella, which is part of the measles vaccine, the MMR, is given at 12 months, between 12 months and 15 months at that well child, and a booster is given at the five-year-old visit or the visit prior to kindergarten.
So if you haven't had the booster, that's one of the things you may want to look into if your child's going to kindergarten. But don't the schools, like, require that?
So the schools do require it, but patients are allowed, or parents are allowed, to defer vaccinations. And that's become more prominent recently. It was very, very prominent during the time when the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine was felt to be a cause of autism. That is not a finding any longer. That has been cleared. Autism is not caused by the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. But that legend, that rumor, still hangs out a lot, and I think it really scares a lot of parents, so they defer the MMR vaccine or they choose just not to give the vaccine. The fascinating thing about this is that a child should be able to be diagnosed with autism prior to this vaccine, or at least you should have some signs or symptoms that make you think something is going on. So MMR is clearly not the cause of autism, and so there should not be this concern about giving the MMR vaccine.
What is measles?
So measles is a viral illness that is caused by a very specific virus. And actually, very interesting, back in like 1967, I want to say, it actually was declared that measles was completely eradicated from the United States. Huh. Now, with immigration and vaccines not being given as routinely in foreign countries, specifically third world, and refusal, that's why the measles outbreak is happening again. But it basically is an illness that is associated with a very prominent rash, and it is associated with a runny nose and a low-grade fever and just sort of generally feeling miserable. It's the complications that we worry about the most.
While I have you,
things that
go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish up.
I was going to say it's the things that happen, you know, 10, 14 days after the measles has kind of hit. So people can get very, very serious illness like encephalitis,
ooh,
which is inflammation of the fluid and the membranes around the brain and the spinal cord. And that's one out of every 1,000 measles cases can develop that. There are also respiratory and neurologic complications, like people getting pneumonias and a laryngeal tracheal bronchitis. And so it can actually be pretty scary. So we want to prevent those major complications.
Right.
That's why we give the measles vaccine to begin with.
Not something to mess with. And as the kids go back to school, What's the best way to keep the, shall you say, incubator of school from coming home and making everybody in the house sick?
Well, it's all about, you know, coughing, sneezing, covering your mouth. If a child is very sick, that parent keep that child home and not spread it. So the issue is if someone has felt that they've been exposed to measles and it's documented that they're exposed to measles, it's recommended that a booster dose be given for measles. And if someone has not had measles vaccine and they want to get the measles vaccine now, it's recommended. That's going to give a pretty good help with prevention. One measles vaccine gives about 93% immunity, which is pretty remarkable.
Do adults get measles?
Adults can get measles, but it's mostly people, they've either had the measles vaccine or they had measles way back when it was a disease that was fairly common and contagious. So for the most part, if you have been born after 1957, you've gotten the measles vaccine, and prior to that, you've actually had measles, so you're not likely to get measles.
She is Dr. Jennifer Priest, and now you know why we call on her from our friends at AHN. Doc, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.